if the the greatest distance you could possibly make was 2 miles, in terms of walking, you'd say 2 miles is I could go. Is
farthest I could go.
It belongs to you, you'd say, using a pronoun, it belongs to belongs to the third person, and you say, whose is this? You say, using pronouns, you'd say, it's
his.
Okay. And it belongs to them?
Theirs.
And it belongs to us?
Ours.
And it belongs to you?
Mine.
Or, well, it belongs to me, you'd say it's
yours.
And it belongs to her?
Hers.
Do you use you all in any context at all?
Only humorously.
If you were talking about a number of people, you'd never use you all to indicate the entire group.
I would say all of you.
Do you ever use who all or what all? What all happened? Or who all was there?
Never what all, maybe who all, realizing afterwards it probably wasn't correct. But.
Okay. How about one of these elastical
rubber band?
And the something that's used to keep papers together.
Paper clip.
Would you ever call it just a clip for a paper clip?
Nope.
Thing from which you get water in the park.
Water fountain.
Had I said a place where you get a drink, might you have said a drinking fountain? What would you call it, a water fountain?
Yes, I might have said a drinking fountain.
And
if you said a bubbler, I would have understood, but I never use that.
Okay, you know the term, though.
Yes.
Where, do you know where you picked this up?
Mm-hmm.
Did you spend any time in Milwaukee?
One day.
Good. It was an eventful day. Did you, have you ever, you don't associate that with Wisconsin or Milwaukee in any way?
If I were going to guess, I'd say from a British mystery story, but apparently not. So.
Oh, no, well, that's interesting, but I have a bubbler, the only bubbler that I've come across.
Is that in Cockney slang, too, for
any problem? I'll check into it, though. How about these red...
fire hydrant.